The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Columbia.
It's that time of the week again, folks. This is me, your host, Richard McCall, here for Columbia Calling, episode 270. And I am here in Mompox, Bolivar, so 5 hours south from Cartagena, enjoying the Semana Santa celebrations here in this very antiquated and amazing town where I have a small hotel. And yes, Semana Santa, there are probably two very important places in Colombia which really enjoy the best Semana Santa celebrations and processions. One is in Popayan in Cauca in the southwest, and the other is Mompox here in Bolivar. Our processions start at 5 p.m. and go until 5 a.m., where the pilgrims will be underneath huge carvings of the Last Supper and other such religious effigies, Catholic effigies. Very interesting to see at least once in your life. And imagine these people in long tunics, as if they were in Seville in Andalusia in Spain, long tunics in the 40 degree heat, carrying these floats through the antiquated town, the antiquated streets of Mompox. But I will introduce our interviewee for episode 270. Her name is Daniela Galán, and she's in London. She's a Colombian artist. She works in a lot of sculpture forms, but she'll be talking to us about the barriers that women artists from Latin America face, and of course we're striving for a certain degree of gender equality. And she'll be talking to us about this exhibition at Amalgama that she's putting on in Bermondsey later in May. So if you're in London, head on down there. And of course, there will be Latin American women artists, 8 of them, displaying their works there. So listen further to this podcast to hear about how you can get involved in this, and indeed a little bit about the art world for women Latin American artists. But for now, I'll leave you in the safe hands of Adrian Alsamer, the director of Columbia Reports, columbiareports.com, the most widely read English site for news about Colombia, and of course, based out of Medellin. So over to Adrian, and then you'll be back to me in the final segment talking to Daniela Galán, based in London. Thank you again for listening. Episode 270 of the Columbia Calling podcast. Well, yes, we're back. Well, of course, keeping up to date and abreast with events here in Colombia for those of you who perhaps don't follow the specialist press and, you know, really want to hear a little bit more about what's going on in this country, which we call home, which I call home. Anyway, this is episode 270 of the Columbia Calling podcast. I'm very happy to say we've got our special guest this week on the line from London, so my hometown. Her name is Daniela Galán. She's an artist, and indeed, we're talking to her because she's got some very interesting projects in the line. Of course, she's Colombian, and she's talking about sort of, I think, well, pushing the envelope a little bit out there regarding art and artists, and certainly art by women artists there in London. So, Daniela, welcome on Columbia Calling.
Hi, thank you so much for the invitation, and it's an honor to be part of this podcast.
As I say to everyone, flattery will get you everywhere. That's very kind of you to say so. Daniela, now you're an artist. You're originally from Bogota. You're in London at the moment. You've been there for a little while. But, I mean, what has made you, I mean, let's get to the crux of this. You are launching an exhibition of Latin American artists, but I think they're up-and-coming artists. It takes place on the 14th of May in Bermondsey. Tell us a bit more about this project and where it came from.
Well, basically, it all started last year because I'm also an art historian, so I started developing a class around Latin American female artists at the Tate, showing people the amount of really interesting artists that are currently exhibited at the Tate, and that included artists like Doris Salcedo, Beatriz González, and Teresa Guanique, who is a girl from Venezuela. She's developing a festival of Latin American women in arts, and she called me to do this class during the festival, and I said, of course, I will do that. But I was impressed that the festival did not include an exhibition, because she was mainly promoting artists in music, literature, and film. So she said to me, okay, so do the exhibition. So I started to put together this project, which is called Amalgama, in order to exhibit and publish Latin American female artists here in the UK. So the 8 artists that we have this year, one of which is Colombian, are emerging artists, but are also, some of them are in the middle of their careers, or have been doing their practice for quite a while. One is Argentinian. She has been doing this for 35 years. But my aim is to help them become more visible in the market and also help them increase their value, their commercial value here in the UK.
That's very, I mean, certainly pioneering of you. And of course, I'm sure these artists, especially when you say the Argentine lady who's 35 years in the market, but she's, you know, you're pushing her as, I mean, she's established, but still an emerging artist, really. I mean, you can be an emerging artist at any age. But this is quite a challenge then. I mean, are you finding it to be, you know, you're organizing this, are you finding it to, are you confronting, let's say, stereotypical barriers in the art world then?
Yes, definitely. I think that's why I have a vision for the future. I know this is going to be a road that this is just the beginning, and I hope that in years to come, like, things will be different, but things, I think, yes, the gender gap is still quite big in the market. Female artists only represent like 30% of the market, and they have what they call a discount of 50% in their commercial value. So it's really trying to educate the public that female artists are as good as men, and a lot of them are in my perspective even better, but they're very competitive, they're worth investing, they're worth promoting, and there are a lot of them out there that are really good, because a lot of people think that they're not enough, and that's not true. There are a lot of them really good, pushing what is contemporary art out there, so my job is to help them become more visible.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned Doris Salcedo. Obviously, she's a very famous Colombian artist. But while we talk about her and her groundbreaking work, and certainly the most recent work in the with the recycled weapons from the peace accord, she seems to be, in my opinion, one of the exceptions to the rule. She's known internationally and nationally. Am I wrong in this? Are there other female artists? Am I speaking out of term?
Well, there are more in Colombia. There are many more. Like, but, for example, Beatriz González, she's really well known internationally as well.
Okay, good.
I think she deserves more recognition nationally, but she is. Like, she's still well known. Like, within the niche of the art world in Colombia, she's well known. I think she even said that she doesn't feel the gender gap, which is quite sweet, but I don't know if that's true. But she's, I think definitely she's more well known internationally than nationally. Like, if I ask any people down the street, do you know who Beatriz González is? Most people will say no.
No.
But instead, for example, she was one, like, recently last year, she had a permanent display here at the Tate. I think now she had a retrospective in Berlin and also in Madrid. So I think her importance internationally is still quite big. And definitely there are a lot of female artists like Felicia Burstyn, equally from Colombia. So, yes, but they still need a lot of promotion. It's what you said, that despite the fact that there are the big names of the art world, they still need more visibility and more inclusion.
This is partially down to my, you know, my field as a journalist. We need to then give a greater greater exposure to these artists, and rather than always writing about Botero.
Exactly. That's my thing. That's one of the main reasons that I started this class of female Latin American artists on the tape, is because I want to break away the top of mind of most people, where when you ask, can you name me an artist from Mexico? Can you name me an artist from Brazil? And people usually go to male figures. Well, it's not the case with Mexico, where Frida Kahlo has created like this kind of sensation about her work, and now she's like the biggest representative of the Mexican art scene. But in the case of Colombia, Botero is still quite in the top of mind of most people. And honestly, for example, here in the UK, there's a book that it's called like the most important, like the 100 works of the most important contemporary artworks, something like that. And the only Latin American and the only female was that is Doris Salcedo, which was impressive for me because she was the only Latin American in that book, and she was a woman, and she was from Colombia, and she was not Botero. So for me, it was like, oh my God, this woman has a level of importance that maybe in Colombia we still need to recognize even further.
Definitely. Well, my stepmother is a quite an acclaimed artist in her own right, and I've watched her most of her life struggling through this. Even in London, where I would say that the market is more open and more receptive, but we're talking from the 1980s to the current day, it's been tough. I mean, despite, you know, a cosmopolitan city, despite being more open, there's still barriers in this gender issue, which shouldn't be. The equality should obviously be far more and should be balanced indeed. And if you're a quality artist, you should be a quality artist and recognized as such.
Regardless. Yes, exactly.
But tell me something else. Okay, so the Colombian artists you've got eight artists. The Colombian artist, her name is Viviana Troya. Can you tell me a little bit about her artwork, please?
So she has a really interesting story. Like, you know, she studied in Colombia, but then now she's also doing a master's here in the UK. She's still studying her master's, but she has recently been selected in the exhibition of Bloomberg New Contemporaries, which is quite of an achievement as well. And she has a work called Catchery, which is very beautiful. It's a very beautiful work where it's like a pile, if I have to describe it, it's like a stack of egg cases. It looked like what you used to store eggs, but instead of eggs, there are like figures, terracotta figures, mm-hmm. of virgin faces. So in a way, she's using a lot of like the concept of repetition of image and the image of the virgin as well. So her work, and the work is whole hatchery. So it has so many different complexities, her work, that is really, really interesting. And it's going to be exhibited here. We're also trying to incorporate some of the new work that she's developing more recently at the exhibition, because the space is quite big, so we can actually include more work of her. But the work is still quite big. It's a sculpture. It's quite big because it's made of the metal structure that supports all of these different eggs cases, or I don't know how to say them.
You have to go and see it.
Yes, you have to go and see it, definitely. My description is terrible, but you have to go and see it.
So this is it's taking place in Bermondsey, and Bermondsey is pretty exciting. When I was growing up, it was, you know, sort of southeast London. But now, you know, before I was leaving the UK, it's really become a hub for let's say art and design and so on. And how did you find this place to exhibit?
Well, it's really interesting because, yes, I think London has different like art communities and art hubs that are really pushing art development, and Bermondsey has the advantage that it's really close to London Bridge, it's really close to the Tate Modern, it has White Cube Gallery there in Bermondsey Street, and this place is called Art Number 23. It's part of what it used to be an old biscuit factory, so it's full of artist studios. It has also, I think, ITV studios have things in that building as well. But it has a very big space, a gallery space. It's very interesting because they called it atrium, but it's very broad. It gives the artist like a good space to be able to be shown, and it has this cultural background because on the 18th we're having Sandra Higgins as a part of a panel with other two curators and artists from Latin America to discuss the theme of the exhibition, which is how to the complexities of developing a Latin American identity in the diaspora. So what we want with the panel and the exhibition is to help make a connection between the British public and the Latin American community. So we can show the British public a bit like the complexities of being from Latin America and the different cultural developments that we're producing, that is not just Frida Kahlo, that is not just the typical thing that you have in your mind, but so many more vast and complex ideas that are being developed by the community.
Excellent. And we should take this moment to say thank you to Sandra Higgins, of course, putting us in contact. Sandra is a great friend to the Columbia Calling podcast. She's been on a couple of times, and we've had through her Omar Castañeda as well on the show. So, of course, thank you to Sandra out there who will be listening to this
show. She has been a really great help for the project, helping to precisely make that connection with the British public.
Yes. Now, Daniela, I have another question for you, really, regarding Colombian art. Now, I find that, and maybe I'm being generalistic in this and generalizing massively, that Colombian art is pretty amazing. And of course, in periods of strife, such say conflict, periods of hard times, Colombia, you know, we're talking 52 odd years of this, or, you know, actually longer in truth, it really inspires and the art world here. I think that Colombian artists, male and female, are sorely underrepresented internationally. And when you go to Art Bow or the Feria del Millón, which I personally love, or Barcú, you can see some of these younger artists coming through who are, you know, really channeling their, well, there's this type of angst, and there's certainly emotion of what's going on in the country and putting it and to be represented by art. Is that your feeling as well a little bit, or are we moving beyond this now in Colombian art?
Well, I think Latin American art in general, and in Colombian in specific, it's underrepresented, definitely, in my perspective. Like, we should be more present in the market in general. Latin American only counts for 13% of the market. It's really, really, really small at the moment. And what you say is absolutely true, that there are really good artists in Latin America that deserve to be more recognized internationally. That's why, for example, I went to Arco this year, and there is a big presence of Latin America, of Colombia in particular, but there's still a lot to do. And especially in Britain, which is the second biggest art market in the world, I think, I don't know if it was because of the language barrier or the lack of interest of the Britain in general to go towards Latin America, but there's a big underrepresentation that has been changing in the last few years. In the last 10 years, has improved significantly. And for example, Doris Arcedo is currently represented by White Cube Gallery, and Lydia Clark as well, and a lot of different Latin American artists, but still, they're still very underrepresented, and especially the young artists. Now they're starting to show themselves more here in this market, but that's precisely what I'm aiming at in the future, creating a link between Latin American artists and here in the UK, because there's still a lot of things to do. And I believe that it goes beyond the geographical barrier, because I feel like the African artists and Asian artists have a bigger presence here, that I really don't understand why Latin America is still struggling to be represented here in the European market in general.
My knee-jerk reaction to that is just it's something to do with imperialism and Commonwealth. It's just a greater connection to other parts of the world. But it's changing. You know, I mean, this is something I suffer as a journalist as well, because you know, you can publish all sorts of things, but at the same time, news to sell or features to sell in the UK market are always going to be more related to, let's say, India and former African colonies. I just think that's a certain hangover from that period. But England and the UK and Britain and the United Kingdom is going through a certain amount of soul searching right now. Let's not go into that because I'll alienate some of my listeners. But there's a certain identity crisis taking place, and maybe that reflects itself. And maybe this is a good thing for you in the art world. You know, it will allow people to reevaluate some of the situation. I think this, and so hang on, let's go back to your exhibition. It's in the art number 23. It starts on the 14th of May, and how long will it run for?
So it will run during the period of the festival from the 15th until the 19th of May, because that's how long the festival will it be, because the festival will also be located in different venues in London, in Richmix, in Genesis, with musical performances, film screenings, poetry workshops. So it's a really interesting festival to broadcast what female artists are doing in general and in London. So that's why we wanted to keep it into the period of the festival. The private view is in the 14th, and then the exhibition is open to the public from the 15th until the 20th. Oh, so
unfortunately, I miss it. We're not coming until later in June.
Oh, no. Part of what we're doing is, because I know that developing an exhibition is important, but my idea and my vision for the future is that in 100 years, art students may use this women as inspiration for their work. So for me, the most important thing that we're developing is we're creating a book where we're inviting different artists, curators, art historians, and journalists to write about this artist and the Latin American art scene from the female perspective. And we intend to do this annually so we can help them become more visible, not just as a part of exhibitions and something very temporal, but to make it and plant a seed for the future. It's a really interesting case for Latin American art history in general, that because there are really a limited amount of books around Latin American art history, especially trying to define it as a whole, most of its history has been constructed through the catalogs of the exhibition. So the written proof of each exhibition becomes really, really important of the construction of the stories of what is considered Latin American art history. That's why, even if you're not going to be able to see this exhibition, I want you to have the book eventually so you can really see the impact of these women and how important they will be in the future.
That's cool. You can send me a PDF and I'll I'll have a good read of it.
I will send you the digital version of the book.
It's you know, I'm a freelance journalist. I take gifts. I accept everything. And I definitely will read it. So this is sounds very interesting. It sounds to me, you know, you talk about the 100 years time. You have, you know, a long-term vision on this. You are positioning yourself as the kind of an ambassador between Latin America and the UK in this art world. Will we see Daniela Galán opening up her own gallery in London before long?
No, I don't think so. No, to be honest, I want to be an artist and I want to be the link between galleries here and Latin American artists. Like, ideally, I will not go into the whole art dealership and consultancy and so on, maybe a consultant, but to be honest, I think the business of having and developing a gallery in London, it's very complex. So I leave that job to braver people. And instead, what I want to do is to help them get to know all these different artists that deserve to be more represented abroad. So that's my vision, honestly. I don't know if I will do a gallery. I think it's really, really complex and complicated.
I understand
that. Especially, it's very competitive here in London, especially.
Well, I bring it back to my own personal experiences. My stepmother, before she became my stepmother, had her first big gallery showing in my mother's house. And my mother invited everybody she possibly ever knew, and it was one of those things. And that was her moment that she broke the London market. That was her moment, because galleries wouldn't do it.
Yes, exactly. I think at the beginning we need to help each other to help become more visible. So galleries start to pick up the interest and then start to get in the market. So it's a long process. I'm not going to lie that I see myself projecting to the future, but yes, it's a complicated process as well.
Well, of course. Well, I like this very much, but it's unusual to hear someone, especially talking with such a long-term and altruistic vision, because really the personal gain is very little. It's a collective gain that you're looking at there, which I appreciate greatly. Tell us a little bit about your artwork, and will we be able to see it sometime?
Yes, well, that's why it's not super altruistic, because at the end of the day, I'm a woman. I'm from Latin America, so at the end of the day, hopefully I will end up helping myself in the process. But yes, I'm actually exhibiting the week before in another space in Deptford. So I have different, I usually work with sculpture and installation. I like the three-dimensional in general, and I will be exhibiting the week before. So yes, you will be able to see my work.
Excellent. Now you need to speak to some of the people here in Bogota, because the emerging artist market, despite being in its infancy, is really along with, let's say, the restaurant and culinary explosion that's happened in Bogota in the last 10 years, the awareness of art and young artists, certainly it's got a lot to do with the urban art and let's say graffiti artwork that's taking place. I was just at an auction in a building site off the 93, you could imagine, but it was a building site where it was, still in its bare bones, so it looked very industrial, and it was a very fancy art auction. It was a couple of weeks ago, and it was so much fun. There were some great Colombian artists exhibiting, and a lot went, average price, I'd say 8 to 10 million for each work, and some going for 20 million pesos. There was some really good stuff. So there is a movement here. There is some sort of recognition.
Definitely. I think there's a lot happening in the art world in Bogota. I'm actually doing that at the moment, like trying to establish some connections so we can start bringing artists here. Like at the beginning, we started with artists that are based in London or based in the UK or even Europe, so they find it easy to bring their work. Because as you said at the beginning, I want to be as altruistic as I can be, but that means the funds are really low, so bringing artists directly from Colombia and paying it ourselves is quite complicated at the moment. But I intend to grow, and intend the project to grow, so we can actually bring this artist and exhibit them here. And I know also Colombia does a lot of grants to artists to bring their work and to travel abroad to exhibit their work. So that's what we're aiming at too, because I know there are a lot of emerging artists that are really, really good. That's the case, for example, Viviana Troya, that started in Colombia and had the privilege to be able to come here and study here. But I know, just like her, there are a lot of different artists developing their practice in Colombia that definitely deserve to be exhibited here.
Definitely, definitely. And have you visited the Barrio San Felipe when you've last been back in Bogota?
Yes, it's really, really interesting what's happening in there. And I really, I'm really impressed what Jose Roca, who was the curator for Latin American art here at the Tate, has done with Flora and this art hub that has been created in San Felipe. It's really, really interesting.
It's exciting. It's exciting to see these changes taking place in Bogota. I mean, I guess the art has always existed, but that now we've got a focal point for the emerging artists. And so, maybe these artists can get known in their home country. maybe we can build on this. It's very exciting indeed. So let's just let's wind this down, Daniela. So we'll just say again, we'll repeat. First of all, a thank you to the international art consultant, Sandra Higgins, for putting us in touch. Great friend to the Columbia Calling podcast. The exhibition is called Amalgama,
Yes, very good.
Amalgam. I should be able to pronounce it. I live here. Yes. And it's taking place in Art Number 23 in Bermondsey. It starts on the 14th of May and runs for 5 days. And you'll be there, I assume, on most days to talk to the people and walk them through the exhibitions.
Yes, exactly. If you want, you can follow us on Instagram at amalgama.art. Mm-hmm. Or you can write to us info@artamalgama.com. In case if anyone is interesting to have like a talk with the artist, to have more information about the artist in particular, or maybe meet them, it would be interesting to profit that week so we can promote this artist as much as we can. So if you have any questions, follow us on Instagram or send us an email so we can put you in contact with this amazing artist.
Fantastic. I've just followed you on Instagram, amalgama.art. Thank you so much to Daniela Galan for this conversation about Latin American art in general, and of course, breaking down the barriers or, you know, these gender barriers, gender equality, women art artists who need, you know, they have to be exposed. There has to be greater gender equality in the art world. It's occurring because of people like Daniela. So thank you so much for your time and for sharing with us.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you. It was a pleasure to be part of this podcast. Thank you for allowing the British public and the Colombian public to know our project.
Excellent. It's been a real pleasure. This has been episode 270 of the Columbia Calling podcast. I know you've enjoyed this art-related podcast. It's not too often that we get someone in the art world to come on here. So we'll be back next week with episode 271 with someone else interesting or interested in Colombia, something Colombian, to discuss with us here various topics about Colombia. Thank you for listening. I've been Richard McCall of the Columbia Calling podcast. Be sure to share the show all around and download it, and wherever you get your podcast, get in touch with me at columbiacalling@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, of course, and Twitter @columbiacalling. Thank you again. Bye-bye.